Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Table Gamers. I'm your host Colin here with Ashton.
Hey guys, how you doing? Episode 99.
Yeah. Episode 100 coming next week.
Yeah, we'll record it Monday, actually.
Yep. Which will be the day before this releases.
Yep.
We'll have two special guests on there. Not going to say who yet. We've already mentioned it in previous episodes, so we'll leave it up to you guys to go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Figure out who it's going to be.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Definitely. Day was a blast on their episode, so I don't imagine how much more of a blast they're going to be on our episode.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, let's get into this week's topics. Got a whole new slate, I believe. Yeah, I got a whole new slate.
Yep.
All right. The FTC is on Microsoft over the price hikes.
They just cannot leave Microsoft alone. They just can't help themselves. They don't bother anybody else, it seems like, but Microsoft. But the FTC recently claimed Microsoft had turned Xbox Game Pass into a degraded product by increasing the price of certain subscriptions and removing day one access to first-party titles from a new standard tier. Microsoft begs to differ. The Xbox maker has issued a reply to the FTC and claims the regulator has pulled together a misleading extra record account of the facts. The company fired back in a letter spotted by The Verge reporter Tom Warren and indicated the FTC is attempting to reinvent its case against the tech giant after failing to stop its merger with Activision Blizzard. It claims the FTC failed to take key facts into account when appraising the new Xbox Game Pass tiers and price plans, such as the inclusion of Call of Duty for Ultimate members and multiplayer access for standard subscribers. And then it just goes on talking about the price hike. But yeah, the FTC, if I was Microsoft, I just, you know, they're aggravated with the FTC. They're just coming after them. They can't bother anybody else but Microsoft. And yeah, it sucks that, you know, Game Pass went up, whatever, but so has everything else, and the FTC's not doing anything about that. So, I mean, it is what it is. That's just the where we're at with the economy right now.
Yeah, if it wasn't standard practice anyways for companies to, you know, go ahead and do that, like, I think just in the past year, like, Disney Plus has gone up and Peacock as well for, you know, their standard tiers of things, which I knew Microsoft was going to do something like this, and obviously, like Ashton just mentioned, the FTC obviously didn't take that into consideration when they was doing their whole thing. Is so they pretty much added another tier to it for the, you know, pretty much Activision side of Game Pass anyways.
Yeah.
So your Game Pass Ultimate now has the, you know, it's going to have the Activision games right now. I believe Modern Warfare 3, the new one, is out on it right now.
Yes, I actually have it downloaded on my PC.
Yeah. So what it comes down to is, I think they increased the Ultimate to, what, $3 more per month? I believe so.
I think it's up to $20 a month now. Yeah. I don't know what it was before. Yeah, I think so. Yep.
It was either $15.99 or $16.99, one or two, so it was $3 or $4.
Yeah, I think it's $19.99 now. So.
And then now I believe they have just pretty much an Xbox Live Gold equivalent setup with the Game Pass situation now that don't have, you know, day one releases or the Activision side of it as well.
Yeah, they have Core, which overtook Xbox Live Gold. It's basically you pay for online, and then you get a few games from Game Pass, selected games. They change all the time. But it's staying the same. It's $9.99 a month, but the year is going up from, I believe, $59.99 to $74.99 for the year for that plan. The monthly isn't going up, but the yearly for that plan is.
That makes no sense.
No, it's going up $15 a year.
We'll do the math real quick. 10.99 times 12. That's still cheaper than doing the. That's still cheaper than. Oh, crap. Can't lock my phone. It's still cheaper than doing that because it winds up being $131 if you pay it monthly, anyways.
Yeah, it's still cheaper.
So it's still cheaper in the, you know, long run than doing it monthly. But yeah, it still sucks that they're increasing that by $15 for the whole year.
Yeah, I think they have the Core, the Standard Edition now, and then Ultimate. Standard doesn't include day one releases, and it doesn't include like EA access, like the EA games and crap. I can't remember the pricing on it. It might be like $14.99 or something like that. Maybe.
I think it was $14 or $15. Yeah.
And then you have Ultimate now, which is $19.99, and that includes your day one releases, your EA access, your Activision games and stuff. So. Yeah, as of right now, like the only way you can play Modern Warfare 3, the new one, on Game Pass is if you have Ultimate. You can't do it with any other tier.
Yeah. And yet again, this isn't the FTC's business with how they want to structure their stuff. Yeah, it's like I said, I expected it to happen, so it's not really like a shock. But
we knew once they started adding Activision games, especially Call of Duty, to Game Pass, it was going to go up again. And it makes sense for them because they spent billions and billions of dollars on that company. They want to try to make a little bit of that money back. Not that Microsoft needs the money. I mean, they're well off, but, you know, that's how you stay rich.
Yeah, but you're going to get, you know, so if that price increase and, you know, how many more people are going to subscribe to Ultimate just to get, you know, Call of Duty. Plus, I'm sure Microsoft will still do what they always do and come around holiday season. They usually offer Ultimate for a dollar or two anyways.
Right,
to try it out for a month.
Well, and I'm not sure how exactly they'll do this. If you Black Ops 6. It'll be a day one release if you already have Ultimate before it releases. If you get Ultimate after it releases, you have to wait. You can't get it day one. I'm not sure how long you'll have to wait, but I did see that you cannot just get Ultimate the day it releases just to play Call of Duty for free. Or
so for trading cheap. A digital copy like a pre-order?
Pretty much. Somehow? Yeah. Like I said, I don't know how long you have to wait, but if you don't already have Ultimate before it releases, you cannot play Black Ops 6 day one.
That's probably something to test the servers, too.
Well, that, and they just don't want... I mean, it's a $70 game. They don't want people just coming in here for $20 playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, but...
Well, still, only people that would really benefit would be the campaign players.
Yeah.
Because the multiplayer players or zombie players, that wouldn't really benefit to do that anyways.
No.
Like I said, yeah, if you was campaigner, you can go in there, beat the game in a month, and then, you know, call it good, and you basically save $50. But, you know, anybody else that wants to go through the ranks on either zombies or multiplayer, that's not going to benefit.
No. But
I think that's what most people play Call of Duty for, is for the multiplayer zombies, not necessarily the campaign.
Yeah. Well, they say the campaign's going to be pretty good. I've never been big on campaigns, but I might try it out. On this,
I mean, out of the campaigns I have played, the Black Ops ones were the better campaigns.
Yeah.
At least the first three. I haven't played 4, 5, or 6.
I didn't play 4's campaign, but I know its multiplayer and zombies wasn't great. So,
obviously, since that's not coming out for a couple more months, the time of recording.
Yeah, and then I didn't play Cold War's campaign. The multiplayer was good. Cold War. But the FTC just, they're still upset that Microsoft got Activision, and they're just nitpicking. It's basically what it is.
The CMA has nothing to say about it.
No. It's Microsoft's business. It's their company. They can do what they want with it.
Yeah. Like I said, yeah, it doesn't suck for the consumer that, you know, prices went up, absolutely, but yet again, it's not like that. Not every other company is doing it right now anyways.
Everything is going up. You cannot...
Sadly.
Yeah. No. Like, everything in the entire nation is going up. So, I mean, it makes sense for that to go up, too.
Especially since Microsoft is an American company and not, you know, a Japan company.
Right.
So we can definitely speak for their inflation comparing to, like, a Japan inflation.
Yeah, I don't know how the rest of the world is, but I know the inflation here is ridiculous.
Yeah. So, companies everywhere, like I said, personally, with Disney Plus and Peacock, for me, they've gone up. So to me, Xbox doing this, yeah, it sucks that they're doing it, but it's the run of the mill. That's what everyone else is doing. So, of course, they're a corporation. They're going to jump on that bandwagon.
Right. And I got it. I got Game Pass, but I got it cheap. I know where to get it cheap. I got a half price. I got it for $9.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Move on to the next one. Nintendo's new Amiibo set.
All right. It's been a quiet year for Nintendo's popular Amiibo line, with the majority of 2024 releases being restocks of older figures that had become harder to find. However, the company will have 4 new figures releasing in just a few short weeks. On September 5th, Nintendo will release a pair of 2-packs featuring popular characters from the Splatoon franchise. One of the 2-packs will feature the Squid Sisters, Callie and Marie, while the second pack will feature Off the Hooks, Pearl, and Marina. At this time, we do not know what these new figures will unlock in Splatoon 3. Fans of the Amiibo line might recall that 4 of these characters have already received figures in the past. Callie and Marie received Amiibo based on their appearances in the first Splatoon, while Pearl and Marina had Amiibo tied to Splatoon 2. However, all of these characters received new designs in Splatoon 3, and the new Amiibo reflect their new appearances. Okay. I could be wrong on this, but I think the last Amiibo we got was Zelda and Ganondorf.
I think so. New anyways.
Yeah. Like that's said, not re-releases. That's not, yeah.
And this is coming up on Splatoon 3's second year anniversary. Because right. they've pretty much been around the whole time this podcast has been around.
Yeah. Which we, 5 days ago made 2 years?
Or so, yes.
22nd.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, well, yeah, so when the last episode we released, it would have been our 2 years. Or day before, day after, in that ballpark.
Yeah.
We'll yep. Go back. I'll count real quick since I got a calendar right here. Well, maybe not.
It released on the 23rd. So yeah, Monday was our 2 year anniversary for the podcast.
So close.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah. But, anyways, I know like one of our first episodes I talked about Splatoon 3 because I believe I got in on Gameful at the time just to try it out.
Yeah.
And everything else. So, yeah, it's just coming up on 2 year anniversary of the game. So, Nintendo's like, okay, we can make a few quick bucks because, you know, community for Splatoon 3 is still going strong. I haven't played it in almost 2 years, but, you know, that's a different story.
I've never played a Splatoon game at all.
I didn't try to, but I didn't know how Gamefly worked, and I just told you two games, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to send you this instead of 2K. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I played it until I sent it back because that's the only way I was going to get 2K.
All right.
I mean, it was fun, but, you know, not anything I'm heckily interested in.
It'd be probably it's better with much. Somebody you know playing with you online.
Oh, that, and it's pretty much a kid-friendly version of Call of Duty, but you're just covering a whole entire map because, I mean, you can still, you know, kill your opponents and everything else.
Yeah.
I think of it more like a domination match or, yeah, a domination match in Call of Duty situation, but with paint instead of flags.
Yeah, makes sense.
Or different areas. Because your whole goal was to paint most of the map.
Yeah.
Whoever, you know, has the most paint sprayed across the map, that team wins.
Kind of like a mixture between domination and hardpoint. Because hardpoint, you capture different areas across the map. And then domination is just those certain flags. It's kind of a mixture, I guess.
That's the only mode I've seen, but at the time, it was a brand new game. So I'm sure, I don't know if Nintendo's added more stuff into it or not. I haven't really paid that close attention to it.
I don't know. I don't know if there's other game modes or not, or if that's it.
But typically, Amiibos only work for the actual single-player mode anyways.
Right, right. Not the multiplayer.
Yeah. It would be too overpowered if you let it do the multiplayer side.
Yeah.
Alright, this game has been all over my feeds everywhere I look, so I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and do some reviews on it just to see what it actually is and if it's actually worth playing, because I don't know if everyone else has the same setup as what I do, because we're all gamers here, whether you listen to me or, you know, everything else listen to us. I'm assuming that this once human game has came across somebody else's thing other than just mine.
So I've never even heard of it until you gave me this topic, so I hadn't seen it.
Apparently not. It's free on Steam.
I mean, I'm sure somebody else has seen it, but... all right, so this game released on July 9th. And right now on Metacritic, it's got a score of 70. That's with 14 critic reviews. And out of those 14, there are 7 positive and 7 mixed, 0 negative. And then on the user score, it is 6.9 out of 30 user ratings. Out of those, you have 18 positive, 6 mixed, and 6 negative. So around the same, 6.9, 70, you know, about the same. So generally favorable, I guess. You know, people are saying it's an okay game.
Yeah, when this game came out, you know, a couple of weeks ago at this point, I think it was like a 77, so it's came down since it's released. But it's free to play, and people say it's not necessarily pay to win, but I don't believe that because it is a free game.
Yeah, usually they are pay to win.
Yeah, I haven't downloaded it to play it yet. I've thought about it, but it's, I mean, I guess I technically could. I got Ashton, and if any of you guys want to come on and play with me, it's completely fine. But yeah, it's supposedly you're used to be human, or the things you're fighting used to be human, and they're trying to take over the world. From what I've seen, it's pretty much like a post-apocalyptic game without zombies.
Nice.
Monsters instead.
Yeah, it might be, you know, worth checking out.
Like I said, it just came across my screen a few times on either TikTok or Snapchat, so I'm just like, okay, cool, whatever. I didn't really pay that much close attention to it, and like I said, it just happened over and over and over again. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to do a topic on it to see if it's actually worth playing or not. Since, you know, it's definitely not a Metacritic must play because it's not a 90.
Right, right.
But being because I think it's an MMO type style too, but it's not an RPG, but it is a mass multiplayer online. So, but that's still generally favorable for a multiplayer game online.
Yeah. And usually your free-to-play games are going to have a lower score just because...
Anyone? Everyone?
Right, right.
Ask us to it.
Exactly. And you know, some people are always going to be, you know, rating bombing games. That's just what they do. No matter how good the game is, they're going to rate bomb it. They did it with Tears of the Kingdom. They done it with a bunch of different great games.
Yeah. Tears of the Kingdom still had the high Metacritic score, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. On to the next one. Hawaii announced by Modders.
Modders miniaturized a Nintendo Wii small enough to fit on a keychain. Hardware hackers West Mods and Vettel Griffin created the Nintendo Kawaii by trimming the console's motherboard and adding custom PCBs. Games are loaded on a micro SD card, but the Kawaii is fully functional and includes video and GameCube controller connections through a dock. Its creators plan to sell copies of their custom shell, but warn this is a mod requiring very advanced skills to the great distress of millennials. The Nintendo Wii is now classed as a retro console. A pair of modders decided to display their love of this console by creating a tiny version of the Wii. It's so small it can fit on a keychain. The Nintendo Kawaii is the work of Modders West. I already said that. The pair needed to undervolt the Wii internal hardware, which allowed for a purely passive cooling setup. The main console unit is a mere 60 by 60 millimeters and uses a magnetic pogo pin connector to attach to a dock. The docking unit contains all of the connectors for GameCube controllers, enabling the same backward compatibility as the console from which it derived.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
And then, let's see. The internal breakout PCB for SD-USB, input protection and video mixing, dock with USB-C power input, 4 GameCube controller ports, composite and component video output and stereo audio output, 6 acrylic windows with RGB LEDs for peak aesthetics, and a keychain loop. The modding Duo is hoping to bring this custom console to production. They are offering people the option to buy in for an initial production run. So that's pretty cool. Obviously, I mean, 60 by 60 millimeters, that's not very big at all. And nah. I've seen people trim the Wii motherboard before, but not this small. And they say that it's, you know, obviously it takes a lot of advanced skills to know what you're doing to trim a motherboard, not screw something up. So they're selling the shell, but I can solder, I can do a bunch of stuff, but I don't trust myself to trim a motherboard.
This is pretty much going to be the top of the modders. Yeah. But I guess you kind of got to be that if you got something that's small enough to fit on a keychain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd love to have one, but I'd have to buy one that's already done. I don't trust them. There's no way. Maybe if I watched the video and took my time, but still, I'd rather just get one that's already done.
I'm sure they'll wind up doing that, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be pretty expensive, but...
Oh, yeah.
And not the biggest deal, but the only thing that sucks about it is they're using real Wii motherboards. So yeah, there was a bunch of Wiis that was sold and stuff, and it's better to think that they're using Wiis that the shells are busted or something wrong with them, like they don't read discs anymore or something like that, instead of taking a perfectly good Wii and ripping the motherboard out of it and trimming it.
You never know with modders, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it sucks to think that if they're taking just perfect consoles and ripping the motherboard out, but I'd like to think that they're using consoles that aren't useful in their current condition.
It also sucks to think that the Wii's a retro console now, too.
Not to me, it's not. I say 20 years. Other people say 15. Some people say 10. I say 20.
in the gaming world, it's 10 years for games and 15 years for consoles.
I say 20.
I agree. I mean, because it's the same way with
video. We got 2 years before it's retro.
Yeah. For us.
Yeah, yeah. GameCube's already retro. It's been retro, but...
Yeah, I don't mess with any of that modding stuff, so that'll definitely be a thing if, like you said, if they wound up having it to where they're like, oh yeah, we're going to sell it at whole price, but we're going to do all the work, and we're going to, you know, charge an extra $50, $60 for this, or basically be paying what a price of a brand new Wii would have cost back in the day. We're like, yeah, you guys can have it for that price.
Oh yeah, it's definitely going to be a couple hundred dollars at least. But
yeah.
Yeah, you can fit it on a keychain, that's fine, but you still need a dock and cords in order to play it. So, which I've seen people trim Wii motherboards and put them in a handheld, like, so you can, and it runs off a battery and stuff. Like, I've seen people have portable Wiis that way. But this way, I mean, this one's pretty cool. It's definitely the smallest that I've seen. But, ha.
Basically made your own Wii U.
Pretty much, but the size of a Game Boy, like a original Game Boy, DMG Game Boy. But, like I said, modding's fun, soldering is fun, but I don't do trimming.
Well, I'm not a fan of soldering, but I don't got a very steady hand when it comes down to that stuff. I'm just, I shake too much whenever I'm doing it. I cannot stay
too nervous.
Still. Not too nervous, no. It's just anything I do like that. Like, I took welding classes. I got a 24-hour welding certification. Even like with welding and stuff, I do the same thing. I just, my hand don't stay still whenever I'm doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have to be moving. I can't be steady and be, you know, a smooth move with it. I have to be shaking for whatever reason. Don't know why. Just with me, with everything.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right. So initially, whenever I done this, it said God of War movie, but now it's supposed to be a series opposed to a movie with Amazon Prime.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I got information about a movie. So.
Yeah, like I said, I did too. And once I started reading, it's like, well, it seems like it's going to be more of a thing, because initially it was rumored that The Rock was going to be, you know, Kratos, and then now it's debunked already in just, you know, a couple of days, but the movie/series is still set for 2025.
He would be a good Kratos.
He would be, yeah.
But,
get the voice down anyways.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I'll just read what I got. It says, God of War is a 2024 American dark fantasy action thriller film based on the God of War video game series, distributed by Sony Pictures Releasing and produced by Sony Pictures Columbia Pictures, Sony Pictures Animation, PlayStation Productions in association with Regency Enterprises, Wingnut Films, and Vanguard Films. Directed by Quentin Tarantino and produced... Tarantino. And produced by the producers of 300. I'm not reading all the names. And I'm not reading the rest of the names. The plot. Kratos waged war at the behest of Ares, eventually leading an attack on a village occupied by worshippers of Athena. Unknown. I don't follow mythology and stuff, so I'll probably pronounce these names of these places wrong. But anyway, unknown to Kratos, Ares had secretly transported Kratos' wife and daughter to the village. During his frenzied attack on its temple, Kratos accidentally killed them. Although Ares believed this act would free Kratos to become the perfect warrior, the Spartan instead renounced his pledge of servitude to the god. The oracle of the destroyed village cursed Kratos by bounding the ashes of his dead family to his skin, turning it ash white, and then earning him the nickname Ghost of Sparta. Plagued by nightmares of his horrible deed, Kratos vowed to serve the other gods in hope of ridding himself of the visions. 10 years have passed, and Kratos still serves the Olympians by fulfilling hazardous missions as a means of redemption. More coming soon. So that's just the plot of it. Apparently, I don't know where you said it was going to be a TV show, if the plot's going to stay the same, and everything, but that's one of these.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, since you mentioned that, I did say that because the source I got, like I said, whenever I first sent it to you, it was a movie, and I think I had the same article you did. But literally, I just redone it right before we came on here, probably a couple hours ago. And now it's saying that it's going to be a live-action adaptation confirmed with Amazon Prime Video, which is something we've heard about this now before, is other studios using, you know, Amazon Prime to release their stuff. Yet again, don't really make much sense for Sony, but right. Sony's going to Sony.
Yeah.
Which that makes me think that if it is Amazon Prime and this is more up-to-date than what I sent you a couple of days ago, is it would make sense if Amazon Prime to do a series opposed to a movie. But also go on from the thing, the plot is almost the same for the two, but the source that I got mine from, which was Screen Rant, is... It said God of War is finally getting a live-action adaptation after almost two decades of being stuck in development hell. And though it's in early stages, there's plenty of news. The God of War video game series began in 2005. Holy crap, that's feels like yesterday for me.
Yeah.
And follows the titular god Kratos, who was tricked into killing his family by Ares. Kratos attempted to get revenge, but he must first battle through the hordes of Olympian gods. The series cleverly mixes Greek and Norse mythology, and the franchise and lore are only getting deeper and more epic in the scope of every installment, which is true because, you know, even story-wise, in the first two games were pretty much just based on hack and slash with a little bit of story in between. Third one was even more story-based. Fourth one is definitely story-based because that's not even technically a hack and slash anymore. Yeah, you still battle enemies that way, but it's not like a true one hordes game where you're constantly
right. Like Hyrule Warriors or something. Like that's kind of what the original was like. Like Hyrule Warriors.
Bayonetta.
Yeah.
Style game.
I like the new versions better. Like
yeah.
Four. I like it.
A little bit of four now, and it's definitely decent. Which I just ran into a place on 4. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, 4 years before you released Ragnarok, you just hinted at Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they hint at it again towards the end.
Gotcha. As I say, I'm only about 2 hours in right now.
I beat it July 4th. So it's so good. The story is so good. Gets better. Yeah. Gets better.
But yeah, so obviously we got two completely different sources. One could be true, one... Yeah, everyone can be true.
Mine was just from God of War fandom wiki.
Gotcha. So. As you say, mine's from Screen Rant. Usually Screen Rant, just like Game Rant, has their stuff pretty much executed down the thing, while God of War fandom wiki is kind of like a Reddit for this specific things.
Right.
Which sometimes can be dead on accurate, more accurate than what any publisher could ever make. It just depends on who it is sometimes.
To me, right now, you hear all the time games coming out with series or a movie, and it seems like they always get them backwards. This would make a good movie. I don't know if it'd make a good series.
Yeah.
It's like, I think
I know
they get them backwards.
I've had a couple times with the adaptations.
Yeah. This would make a really, really good movie, but yeah, if you take all of the games, like the first four games, well, I mean, even Ragnarok now, there's five games, and actually there's more than that because there's two PSP games, I believe. There's like seven games.
Well, those are just ports.
I think they're separate. I could be wrong, but
I thought they were ports.
Because there's God of War, Chains of Sparta, and then I don't remember, but there's a total of seven games unless those two are ports. They could be ports, but I thought they were separate games. But either way, there's enough information there to make a series, but I just think it'd make a good, better movie.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It, like I said, but it depends what route they was to take with it too. It would be a good series if they decide to go like game by game and everything else. Yeah, there's the Ghost of Sparta for PSP. So it was a standalone title. And Jago? Fuego? Maybe? No. That's just the Spanish version of the thing. And Chains? Yeah, the Chains game that she was talking about.
Yeah.
So it did have two standalone titles.
I thought they were standalone, but I wasn't for sure. Yeah, Chains of Olympus and Ghost of Sparta.
Yeah. So, yeah. But,
so there's like seven said, games total now that they could take information from. So they could make a series, but just me personally, I think it'd make a better movie.
Yeah, so I'm saying they broke down each game and then done a game as a thing, because I'm going to assume that the PSP games were like the, you know, first, the original trilogy.
They were hack and slashes, yeah.
I was going to say hack and slash, and mainly based on Greek mythology, because it's not until God of War 2018 and Ragnarok that it's Norse mythology.
Right.
And if you do a movie, you're going to have to combine those two, like Screen Rant just said. But if you do a series, you can break it down into one's Greek and then one's Norse. Which to me would make more sense, because some of the mythologies are the same and everything else down to an extent, other than how they pronounce, you know, the names of the gods.
Right.
Because I think Hercules and the two are pronounced completely different in just those two mythologies. Same person does the same thing, but how you pronounce them is a different thing. So, but at the end of the day, it makes the difference, because, you know, one person's name this, one person's name that, even though it's the same person.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know much about mythology, but I know the games are good.
But I know more than a little bit more than what Ashton does, just general sense how I'm sounding right now. Yeah. And again, I could just be saying it to be sound a little bit smarter, but I could be dumber. I don't know. Regardless, I do know I'm terrible.
I did find out something. I'm not going to tell you, because I don't know if you know, but I found out in God of War 4 who Kratos' dad is. You'll find out in the story, but I didn't know if you knew that.
No.
I didn't know this, but the story's good. The story's really good. You just got to play through it. I beat the game in a little over 16 hours, so it's not a long, long game.
Gotcha.
And I didn't 100% it either. Like, I didn't get every single thing, unlock every single, you know, armor or anything like that. Like, I just played for the story.
Yeah.
And beat it in a little over 16 hours. I think it was like 16.7 hours, Steam said.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, I think that is all the time we have for today, though, guys. Thank you for watching or listening. Follow our socials on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Discord. Got merch on Redbubble. You guys want to go get it? I think it's everything.
Yeah. All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode. Episode 100 is next.
All right. Later, guys. Thank you again.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.